It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Cammy Olson with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're going to talk some staggering statistics for the state of Utah when it comes to women and breast cancer. And maybe some programs that they have that are available through the state at the health department to get maybe some early detection and find out what you can. You should never let, you know, lack of insurance or anything like that stop you from getting these possibly life-saving tests done, and they can help you out down there at the health department. Cammy, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
I'm good, thanks.
All right, so let's start talking about this, because you came in and you wanted to talk statistics, and some of them I was like, that's hard to believe to myself. Some staggering statistics about the state of Utah and breast cancer, and what did you tell me?
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of death in women in the United States. In Utah, it is the leading cause of cancer death in women.
And, you know, we always say that it's not preventable, but it is detectable.
It is. Yearly mammographies are the best way to reduce breast cancer, and it's a critical screening tool for detection. Doing your own self-exams is also, but it does not always find the lumps or the masses.
And when it comes to these things, the earlier you can find out, the better, right?
That is correct.
And the health department does not want anyone, you know, if you don't have insurance or if you think that these tests, you just can't afford them. There's always a way, right? And you guys have programs through the state that are available at the health department. So let's talk about those for a moment.
We do have one. It's the breast and cervical screening program. It does have qualifying things. It goes by income, those in your household, uninsured, even if you have insurance, because not all insurance will cover it. You just come in, we'll do the fill it out. It will pay for your mammogram. And then if things are found, there's other programs to help if you do not have insurance.
And you do the mammogram and you do cervical exams as well that they'll take care of. But there's age limits on
there
both
is.
Of them in there.
The mammograms is 40 and older, and the cervical is 21 to 64.
And the thing, as we said before, the thing about a mammogram or a cervical exam is don't wait until it's too late. You know, that's the important thing, and that's the whole point behind these tests. And as I said, for the entire month of October, with it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you guys have actually come up with something, a raffle kind of to get people signed up and come in and find out more information about it, haven't you?
We did. We have a gift basket that has all kinds of stuff in it. If you qualify and do the screenings, we're going to put everybody in the drawing for a raffle in the end of October. We will give that away.
And you also talked about a program. It's called Be Wise. So does that kind of fit into all of this?
That is correct. So that is for 50 to 64. We do blood pressure checks. We do cholesterol. We also do an A1C. And it's preventative. If you qualify for it, they will actually pay for up to 3 visits to one of the clinics. And then you have what they call a health coach for 1 year. And there are programs to help you if you need to lose the weight, get your cholesterol down, do blood pressures. There are things that we'll send home with you to help you do those things.
And these are all programs that are easily available. All you've got to do is go in, talk to somebody, and let's get you signed up and get you on the track, because these are all available to everyone. And even don't ever let your insurance or lack thereof stop you from getting something that you feel like you need to get done. And that's what this all boils down to, isn't it?
That is correct, because we need to stop the deaths of cancer.
And it's, as I said, it's very easy to detect if you go and get all these tests done.
It is.
All right. You said something about you have a lot of great information on this on the website there for the health department.
There is.
And that is, what have I got? SEUhealth.com. You can go on there. It's a great website. Lots of great information. And then the last thing is, if anybody needs questions or wants to talk to somebody about this, can they call you guys down there?
They can.
And what's the number, and what do they need? What kind of information do they need to have when they first start these conversations?
So my direct line is 637-3671, and then I can just answer all your questions when you call. And I will just basically ask about your insurance, your income, and how many live in your household, and then we can set up an appointment.
And get you set up for the programs that are going to help you the most.
Correct.
All right, Cammie Olson with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they have great programs down there to help you out, regardless of, you know, if you have insurance. Maybe your insurance won't cover it. Maybe you don't have insurance. Give the health department a call and see what they can do to help you out. Cammie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.